There was an intriguing racial dynamic at work in this week's Ohio primary. An NBC exit poll showed 20% of Ohio Democrats said race was important in their vote. And the white voters who said that went 3-1 for Senator Hillary Clinton. Joining us to talk about the role of race in this campaign is political scientist Ron Walters. He's the director of the African American Leadership Center at the University of Maryland. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the next big primary is in Pennsylvania. It's on April 22nd, and the demographics there are very similar to Ohio's demographics. In fact, Pennsylvania's Governor Ed Rendell recently said that there are whites in his state who are not ready to vote for an African-American candidate. Here he is on MSNBC.
There's no question that there are some Pennsylvanians, just like there are people all over the country, who aren't ready to vote an executive position for an African-American. Smaller and smaller every year. Just like there are some people, some men, who don't want to see a woman as commander-in-chief of the United States military.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell and Ron Walters, is this going to be a big problem for Barack Obama as he goes to campaign in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think it is, and the areas, obviously, where he is strong, of course, in the eastern part of the state, he does well with affluent voters, voters that have college education, and that's sort of his ticket. And if he is able to expand his base in any way in the western part of the state, then I think he's going to be relatively strong.
Will he have to change his message at all? He has been criticized for not pursuing the anti-NAFTA stance hard enough in Ohio. Should he be stronger on that?
I think he has to be stronger on his economic message. He said, with respect to NAFTA, that he's going to change NAFTA to make it more worker-friendly. That position was undercut by this memo that surfaced.
This is the memo where his economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, went and spoke with someone at the Canadian consulate and allegedly assured them that a lot of what Barack Obama was saying was just campaign rhetoric and that he wouldn't do anything to damage the agreement between the United States and Canada.
That's right. Really damaged Barack Obama in the state of Ohio.
So are you saying that there is more of an economic divide there than a racial divide? Or is it simply as Ed Rendell suggested, these people would never vote for a black candidate?
Well, I think a certain percentage would never vote for a black candidate. Let's be clear about that. This is a population that has historically come up from the South, has landed in places where they have had to compete for jobs, particularly industrial jobs, with African Americans. And when those industrial jobs have left, they were confronted with things like affirmative action. Of course, this is one of the reasons why they bolted originally from the Democratic Party, because this whole question of who is advantaged was the issue. And if you're sensitive to this kind of employment and it's unstable and you're in competition, then you have a way of resenting the other guy. And I think that that's certainly what happened. And that's one of the reasons why this population is so volatile.
Ron Walters is director of the African American Leadership Center at the University of Maryland. He's also the author of the book Freedom is Not Enough: Black Voters, Black Candidates, and American Presidential Politics. Ron Walters, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.